Tonight's shiur, Mishnah Soifrim, the letters Ches, Tes, and Yud. Tsuras Ois Ches. How do you make the character the letter Ches? Ois Ches Tiye Shtei Ragla Kismunas Shnei Zeinin. The Ches is made up of two legs, each one a Zayin. V'Hazayin Shebetzad Yemin Nochon La'asos Keren Rosho Agul Betzad Yemin. Even though a Zion is typically squared on top, when you make the two Zions for the legs of the letter Ches, the right-hand Zion, upper corner, the upper right-hand corner, should be rounded. It shouldn't be squared off. This idea of the two Zions, the Shaar Tzion points out, is Shitas Beis Yosef. That's how Beis Yosef Ches looks. The two Zions, but the right-hand Zion has a rounded right corner, right top corner. The two Zions should be no further than the thickness of a kolmus between them. So again, you're going to have this three kolmus space, if you will, and the distance between the two Zions should not be more than a kolmus.
Can a Zion be a stretch letter at the end of a line?
No.
I mean a ches.
No. Okay. Ches can never be the stretch letter. V'yiyu mechuborim bechatoteres yachtov. The two Zions are attached with a chatoteres. So this is, in English I always call it a caret, which is a proofreader's terminology. It's basically a upside down V. It's an angle, two thin lines coming to a point up top. Hu kamin gag gavah. It's like a type of elevated roof.
So it has a point, or it's more like a U?
Comes to a point. Umakel, and in addition, we want there to be a makel, who came in tagoda, which is essentially like a large tag, yasalo berosh regel hasmoil, and this tag, this makel, should be located at the top of the left leg of the ches, on the left side, the lobe emset, should not be centered. Because essentially, if you go through the Sugya Menachos, the Machlekes, how to make the letter Ches, some hold that it's pointed up in the center, some hold it's pointed up at the end, and there's like a line going straight up. So we do both. We do the in the center, the pointing up, connecting the two Zions, and at the end of the left-hand Zion, there's also a line going straight up, and that, according to some, is what the Gemara is referring to, that it lifts up, pointing up to Shemayim. One must be very careful not to make a large gag for the ches, wide. It should not be a wide space that using gag. If you do, apostle, it's no good. And there's no way to fix it because of the palm of Shalom Kisidron. So this absolutely cannot be spread out. Now, when is this a problem? It's because you're making two Zions, and the chatoteres that connects it is becoming very wide. It kind of loses its point. So this doesn't have the halacha of a chatoteres, which is supposed to be a sharp angle. But there's another way to make a ches. If you make a Rashi ches, it's a very simple ches like we're familiar with. There is no carrot on the top. There is no angle. It's a straight line across the top, the same way you have by a dalet and a hey. The ches has a line going straight across the top, and the pointing up is at the end, the left corner is going up. Then, I feel in here a charbe. Then even if you make it very long, kosher b'di'evit, it's okay, b'di'evit, I'll be she'enu b'bas, even if it's not squared off. Because if you make a ches, the way Rashi says to make the ches, then it's like a hey or a dalet, and you can extend it as long as you want. Im osa haches kismunas shnei vavin. If instead of two zayins, you use two vavs to make the ches, o kedald vav, or maybe it's a dalet and a vav, because basically the right leg goes further than a zayin, it's a little longer across. O kedald zayin, or you did a dalet zayin, the left leg is a zayin. V'chatoteres al gabam, and they're connected with this pointy connection, this carrot on top. Kosher b'di'evit, b'di'evit is kosher. Shalom shtani l'tzuras ois acherot, is that we don't say it became a different letter by doing that. But if it's possible to fix it, ligror yisun ha'ois, to scrape off the excess, your zayin turned into a dal that's so big, cut off the top, or scrape off the tops or the edge of it, so it shouldn't look a dalad. V'chater teres yishor b'mekomo, and the chater teres remains in its place. Go'en b'ches, shetmunoso ha'ois ha'kadal zayin. Let's say you had a ches, and you made it, the right leg looked like a dalad, the left leg looked like a zayin. And then you, instead of putting the chatoteras connecting the edges of the dal to the zayin, it actually connected to the middle of the dalad to the zayin. So then it's a very simple etza. Yigra min hadal miksasoach tiyasek mozayin. Scrape off from the excess of the dalad to turn it back into a zayin up until the point of the gag up to the chatoteras. Avlim oimed besofa, but if the chatoteres is at the end of the dalad, then you can't scrape off the edge of the dalad. Yichalaka ois kashigum in the dalad. You start scraping off the end of the dalad to make it into a zayin, then you're going to split the letter in half. Vlo yilo tikun achakach betfilin umezuzus. Then you won't be able to fix it afterwards if it's tefillin umezuzus. Shema akiv behen shlo kasidun, because shlo kasidun is ma'akiv. Okay, and therefore, if the hash will tikun, we're going to say it's fine without fixing it at all. I will be sefer Torah. Now, when it comes to sefer Torah, where there is no power shlo kasidron, in nitzah ches shetumenasa hoyikadal v'zayin or shnevavim, if you come across a ches and a taka looks like the right leg is a dalad and the second leg is a zayin or both vavs, afsha ein lehotzi acheres from zayin. Now, we're not going to take out another sefer Torah because of it. But if it be a weekday, you should certainly fix it up. That should look like it's supposed to look, two zions with the chatoteres connecting. One has to warn the seifim again that they not to make b'diyevitz in the chatchila. Because the way we describe the ches, two zions in the chatoteres, is origin in the Gemara. For Amdal of Gedolei Rishonim, this was something that the Gedolei Rishonim worked with. But that, oh, then you should know further. The B'diavad im osel haches makel levad ochatateros levad kosher. B'diavad, if you made the ches with only the makel and not the chotateros, or only the chotateros and not the makel, it would be kosher. So again, this is really combining two shitas in the Rishonim. We do both, but Lamaisi did one or the other, it would be kosher. That's correct. This is a different, because the Gemara says specifically that the ches points up. So the question, how does it point up? Does it point up with the chatoteres? Does it point up with this makel at the end of the letter? V'hagoyin Rekiv Eger masik b'chidushov. Rekiv Eger in his chidushim concludes, da'filu nechsel haches chatoteres v'gam ha'makel, that even if the ches missed both, it didn't have a chatoteres, it doesn't even have a makel. It was a simple ches, like we would write the letter ches. Kosher b'diavad would be okay b'diavad. Rakim efshar l'sakin b'kala sos l'makel yasav. You can easily fix it by adding a makel at the end, top left. Of course, you should. That's the chatchila. Im nifsak yerach haches v'lo nisha b'rak m'lo yud. If the leg of the ches is cut off and from, or it's cracked, so between the top of the ois and the leg, you just have the length of a yud. Dai bekach, that's enough. Bein yerech hayimini, osmal, it makes no difference if it's the right or left leg of the ches. As long as you have the minimum length of a yud, it's kosher. Pimigodim, psicha, b'meshakasav, yeiro, ali, duadin, l'shar, oisiz, v'chulu. This is pimigodim. It happens to be, we find this by several of the oisiz, we talked about this already. He mentioned right, because that's what it's talking to other oasis, like the hay or the dalad. But lamaisa, it's the left also. Look what we wrote about this in the letter tough. What if the chatoteres is not attached to the ches? There's space between the connector of the two zions. But it's not so obvious at first glance that it's not attached. Mutal sakna, you can fix it. I feel but film is even by film is vein bize mishum shlo kasidrin, not say shlo kasidrin, nimun misimilan basif chafei. We talked about this before. If the vavs of the shin aren't touching the base, we said that it has to be fixed. It's not a parasha kasidna because it has its tzurusois. Avlam haya nikar lehedya, but if it was obviously detached, nispatu min shem ois, it loses the shema ois. Vim nifrad rak mitzad echad, hachat es meches. What if it's only disconnected on one side? On one side it's not attached, on the other side it is. Efshad yeshad lahok el esakein, afila nikar lehedya, perhaps we can make it to fix it, even though it's very obviously separated. Va'ayin be'er locha, look in the be'er halocha. In the Be'er Halacha, he gets into this issue, which he mentioned earlier, Machlokes B'Sanhedrin B'Kivei Egan P'Megadim, whether or not you can fix it in such a case, and whether or not it's a Palash Lo Kasidron. Tsuras Ois Tes. How do you make the letter, the character Tes? Ois Tes Haroish Hayamini Tia Kafuf Ma'at L'Soicha. The right head of the Tes has to be bent a little bit into the airspace of the Ois. But it should not be bent over a lot. So that's very difficult to understand. A little bit, not a lot. What is it trying to say? This Sefer brings from Rav Yaakov Meir Stern, Sefer Mishnah Sefer, that bent a lot means this. That's curled. It's curled inward. I haven't seen this in other Svarim, but this idea that it's bent till it curls in. The test folds over. He's saying, don't curl it in. That's kuf of habi. That's what it's supposed to be. A little bit it goes in. Don't curl it in. Don't allow it to curl. The nafkamina is because we say if it goes in too much, it looks like the letter pei. So nochamal. Haroshi aminitia kuf of ma'at lasoicha. The top of the right top has to fold into the letter of lo yeh kuf habi, not too much. Farosha smolitia kezayin. The left top of the test has to look like a zayin. Ushlosha tagin al rosho with three tagin. Aval harosh yamini ye ogel kavov. The right side should be rounded, like a vav is rounded. The gam lamata mitzad yamini tia gula. Also, the bottom right of the test should be rounded. Kismunasa kmo chaf v'zayin. It should look like you're combining together a chaf and a zayin. The letter tess is kind of like a chaf on the right and a zayin on the left, and they're touching on the bottom left corner. Now, this is not ma'akav d'yevet. Levad in yinkof of harbei d'tzorch in l'din. Except for the ish we mentioned, it shouldn't fold in too much. That could be a problem. Tzorch in l'din. V'ayin be'alocha, look in be'alocha. V'li nira, I think the pshat is, demlo ha'yakof of kal l'soicha, that if it wasn't folded into the airspace of the os at all, but the top of the right-hand side of the tes was equal to the zayin on the left side, in such a case, tzorch l'haros, you have to show a child. And ask what letter is that? And certainly, even if he says it's a test, you have to fix it later, that it should descend into the airspace. It's not called because it still looks like the letter test. But let's say it wasn't folded in at all. It was the same level as the Zion next to it, and the child didn't read it as a letter test. Yeah. So now, could be you can't fix it because Shokasidrin. Look back at similar beis sifcha chahei when I talked about the ches with its carrot connector. If you look back over there, it says if the child doesn't recognize the ches, it's okay. Because the kid doesn't know what a ches looks like anyway. Because that's not a normal ches with two zions and a carrot on top. The Mechaber quotes the Yesh Misha'imer that if the child misreads that, we don't pay attention to the child because he doesn't even know what a ches looks like anyway. So a mele zok to Mishnah Berurah here could be the same thing by the test. The test curved in could be the kid Bechal, that's not what he's used to what a test looks like. So a mele, he doesn't even know. So we're not going to passel because he couldn't identify the letter. So it's like we don't expect them to know what the Ashuris Ches looks like. The Ein Murgel B'Tes B'li Kfifa. He's not familiar with Tes without a Kfifa. For the Migdash Nishtan Asurasa, it could be it's not Nishtan Asurasa. He just doesn't know what he's looking at, but Tzorachin. So that's the Tzorachin. Because sometimes we say that we can't expect a child to figure it out. Vizahair, Shal Yigu HaRoshim Zebezen. Now, another thing to be careful with is that the right and left side of the Tes on top can't touch. If they do touch, can I scrape it away? Look at the letter shin, we talk over there. Essentially a distinction if it's a slight touch or such a thick touch that it loses its suicide. If the left top didn't look like a zayin, you rounded it. Ach shahoisa tagna, but you gave it to tagin. Sirch in b'diavad. It's not clear what's the halacha. What's the problem? If he mashahev beisoyis will come on b'shem agos ma'amin b'shem re'im. The problem is beisoyis quotes the hagos ma'amin in the name of the re'im. The mashahom be'gemara the shatnes gates suichin gimel ziyunin. When the gemara says shatnes gates needs three ziyunin, the re'im learns hainalo b'tagin. That doesn't mean tagin the way we understand. Eshliyaser Hashem agul. It means you can't make it rounded. Elamashuch. It has to have three corners. Sheilakol rosh gimel pinim. There are three corners to the rosh. Ulikuvahuk. Demuchah beisoyis b'sof simulam avav. According to the re'im, it's ma'akiv. Imayde tagin miskasheres olo. So the shaila here is, I rounded it. So according to the re'im, I don't have it, but I do have the three tagin. According to the shita to hold that it's like the three zions on top. So this is the din. If it's rounded, you don't have the re'im, but you do have the other shitas. Vein lovi rai mi b'godim shekosim b'diyevet kashim lahoye kizayin. And don't bring a rai mi b'godim who says b'diyevet is kash if it's not a zayin. De'ash lahoye oy mishneit stodin kizayin. All he meant was it didn't go across both sides of the vertical like a zayin. Avalo agul doesn't mean the pi b'godim means that it's rounded. V'tzorch in l're'im, so we have to understand according to the re'im what would be the halacha. V'gam ule ein halacha re'im is it? Maybe don't pass like the re'im. Look back in so this is an issue that you, to satisfy Shitas Re'im, we want to be makbid that the Zions of combined letters, like the Zion of a Zion or the test, which is like a Chafin Zion, should always have a top that's squared off and not rounded. Tsuras Ois Yud. How do you make the letter Yud? Ois Yud Shir Gufa Melokumis Echad Lo Yoser. The letter Yud is exactly one kumis, the thickness of a kumis and not more. Shlotid Mel Reish, you don't want it to look like a Reish. The Yichdev Osa Yeshara, and you should write it straight. The Hainish Diyev Osha Paneh Shavim, the top and bottom are equal or parallel. Velo Paneh Kalap Yimal, it should not be angled upwards. Gantia Lamala Agula Litzad Yemin Chachila. And we want the top right corner of the yud to be rounded. L'chatchila. V'yasa l'regel mitzad yimin, should have a leg coming down the right side. V'yakim regel mitzad small, the leg should be leaning towards the left. V'yaregel katsar v'loch, don't make that leg too long. It should be short. Shotid m'levav, because if you make it long, it might resemble a vav. V'ti pasel de kriya satinik, and the child will look at it and say it's a vav and it's pasel. Gansarich liyus yud tag katan mil mal apanel. In addition, the letter Yud requires a small tag on the upper left-hand corner. Ukinegda, and opposite on the bottom left, ukitz katan yod milmata, a small spike going down the left bottom of the Yud. For ukitz yekotzim in a tag, this ukitz on the bottom left should be a little shorter than the tag on the top left. And certainly, the ukitz on the bottom left should be shorter than the leg on the bottom right. Because if the ukitz on the bottom left is long, pentid melaches, it looks like a ches. Got two legs and a roof on top, and it becomes a ches. If you extend the ukitz, the bottom left spike, until it's equal to the length of the leg on the right, and it looks like a small ches, it's possible. For the mahani gereris ukitz, and it won't even help to scrape off the spike on the left, until you shrink it to its right side. Now you're dealing back with choktuchos, you're not writing it, you're creating it through scraping. You have to scrape off the entire spike, and then write it properly. And it won't help for a child to look and say it's a yud, because as far as we're concerned, it's a ches. Can he receive Mishnah Safron? B'shem Beis Yehuda, Ula David MS, Umayis Rakev, can a servant so many base, many Safron write this. Ube Sefer Torah, Mayri, Velo, but Tfilim Mezuzas. This is discussing Sefer Torah, not Tfilim Mezuzas. Tavish Lo Kesidrim, because if the left spike was equal to the length of the right leg, that would totally possible Shlo Kesidrim, because you made it into a Ches, it's a different letter now, and if you wrote after it, it would be possible. V'yesh Misha Kasev. There are those who write the Das Riach Sandroni, that according to the Riach Sandroni, who is quoted in Beis Yosef, the Kalakavos, we pass like him, Tzorchligur Gam Regel Yemini. It's not enough to just scrape off the ukitz if you made the ukitz as long as the right leg, but you got to scrape off the right leg too. And then fix it, because basically, you made it look like a ches. So the two parts of Medel Gogiches, the left leg and the right leg. So scrape off both legs and then redo it. The Ayin Be'er Locha should be Aaron Udiyesh Lahach Megdeh. So if you look at Be'er Locha, you wrote one should be strict like this view. The Sefer Torah Shenimse Bo Yud and Katsuris Lamed Katana Psula. If you have a Sefer Torah and the Yud looks like a miniature Lamed, it's possible. Why would it look like a miniature Lamed? Because when you think of the Yud is like the Bayi of the Lamed, and it has a little tag on the upper left. If that tag went up too high on the upper left, it'll resemble a Lamed. So that's possible. So Chaligra Kola Ois, you have to scrape off the whole letter. Falachsev Licht of Yud Michosh, and write the Yud anew. The Blav Hachi, because just to scrape off the top of the upper tag, Havi Chag Tuchus, again, is Chag Tuchus. It'll be Yudin Shal Shem. And what if this is in Hashem's name? Shem Avaya, you can't scrape off. So Chesale Kolayu, you'll have to remove the entire section of parchment. That entire section has to be cut out, unsew, take out the stitching, remove that whole section, and replace it. Ach, in Hayud Nira Mamish Kilamit, La'ain Kol, if this Yud looks like a Lamit to everybody, then you could scrape it. I feel the shame, even the shame Hashem. But if in Shlo Yishayir, I'll go find a kud, as long as you just leave back the actual nakuda of the Yud. So, Enechanami, if a taka, to everyone looks at it as a Lamed, then it's not a Shem Hashem. But if it is a Yud, just it resembles a Lamed, then you're in trouble. So what you do is you scrape off the top, the bottom, and then redo the top and the bottom again. So one should be very careful with what the Sefer Baruch Shema writes. The Asa HaKoitzos Kitanim V'dakim. When you make these koitzos, these spikes on top and on bottom of the yud on the left side, make them small and thin. So you calculate a yud not to ruin the yud. Don't turn it into a ches. Don't turn it into a lamed. Ayin Shem, look over there. Kim yatag gadol l'malo. If you make the tag on the left upper too high, yenir kalamed katan. Looks like a small lamed. From yachal ukas shalamatan. If you extend the lower left ukas too far, yenir keches. Looks like a ches. So you be very careful with the tag and the ukas on the left side of the yud. Vavanaseinu harabim yesh me'asayif m'jem nesom azeh klal. Due to our many sins, we have many seifrim who are not careful with this at all. Almost sivim kanal, either make it too long, or goren, or leave them out. Sheinim oisin kal ukas that small, may they leave out the ukas entirely on the left side. Ube mesroiv ha-poiskin poska, grenu tam, dukas ha-smoli ma'akiv, korel gemini. And the truth is, most poskim hold like a grenu tam, that the spike on the lower left is ma'akiv, no different than the right leg. Ach di eshchiluk b'neim, b'diyev l'intikun, the stomach leg is b'diyev, can you fix it or not? The besmolo ma'wil tikun, we say that the bottom left you can fix. Afilu b'tfilin mezuzas for lahavi shakasidun. If it was missing, even in tfilin mezuzas, you can add the ukits afterwards and it's not shakasidun. Avlo b'yamin, as opposed to missing the right leg, if it was missing the right leg, then it's takash shakasidun. You can't fix that afterwards. Question is, barb is similan beis, as was clarified in similan beis. Ukrat savacha pimagodim is manos, and this is not just me. Pimagodim in his time screamed about this. One should be very careful not to be missing the ukits on the left of the yud, and not make them too big. The ukits bottom left should be a dot, or a little more. Coming from the body of the yud, like we learn in Sefer HaTruma. So as we've said in the past, it's a painstaking avoda. To do it right, to do it properly, it's not something you could just do quickly. It's a slow process, just enough, not too much, don't leave it out. Even this point of the bottom left ukits is shorter than the tag on the upper left, and but of course don't make it look like a lamed, don't make it look like a ches. A lot of care goes into getting it exactly precise.